Okay, get ready, folks, because today we're diving headfirst into Knuckalandia.
Knuckalandia.
You heard right. We're talking about Orion Windsor's Who Moved My Nachos?
Oh, I see where we're going with this.
It's about this place, right, where nachos are like the ultimate thing.
The be-all and end-all.
Exactly. And then, one day, poof, gone. Vanished. No nachos.
Talk about a recipe for disaster.
Seriously, imagine a world without nachos. That's the crisis they're facing in this book.
It's wild, right? The author uses this whole nacho situation as a metaphor.
Like, it makes you think about what you'd freak out about if it suddenly disappeared.
It really does. What are your essential things? Your go-to happiness? It makes you wonder.
And the best part is, we get to meet these totally quirky characters.
Oh, yeah. The names alone had me hooked. Nacho Ninja. Chipster.
Salsa Sage. Yeah. Don't forget Queso Kyode.
Like, you instantly know you're in for a wild ride with names like that.
They each represent different ways people react, right, to this whole no-nacho apocalypse.
Absolutely. You've got your action taker, the chill one, the wise one.
And, of course, the dreamer searching for that elusive, perfect something.
Exactly. But before we get to the nacho chaos, the book paints this really vivid picture of Knuckalandia.
What struck you about life there before everything went sideways?
It's like they had it all figured out. Sun shining, cornfields bursting, everyone happy, almost too perfect, you know?
It really makes the whole missing nachos thing hit harder. Like, they built their world around this one thing.
Totally. And it shows how attached we get, right, to the things that make us happy.
Yeah.
And what happens when those things are gone?
That's where the real journey begins. Each character reacts in a way that's SO them.
Exactly. Take Nacho Ninja, for example. Does he mope around? Nope.
He's probably off on some crazy quest to find out who stole the nachos.
Exactly. He's all about action, this guy. Then you have Chipster, our resident chillmaster.
How does Chipster even begin to handle a world without nachos? That's got to be his worst nightmare.
You'd think so, right? But at first, he's just like, whatever, man, it'll work itself out.
Classic Chipster.
Yeah.
Always the optimist.
Exactly. But as time goes on, even Chipster starts to feel the pressure.
That laid-back facade starts to crack, huh?
It does. He starts realizing that sometimes chilling out isn't enough.
Sometimes you gotta take action, even if it's totally out of character for you.
Exactly. Then we have Salsa Sage. I feel like he's the kind of guy who sees the silver lining in everything.
Oh, absolutely. Like, even in a nacho-less world, Salsa Sage is probably whipping up some amazing salsa alternatives.
You know him too well, but he's also about wisdom and balance, you know?
So is he searching for answers, like in ancient macho texts or something?
He's definitely on a quest for knowledge, trying to understand why this happened.
Because for Salsage, it's more than just about the nachos. It's about restoring harmony.
Exactly. And then there's Queso Quixote. He must have some grand plan up his sleeve.
Oh, I bet it involves finding the lost city of Nachopolis or something equally epic.
He's on a quest for sure, but it's more about this idea of the perfect nacho.
Okay, now that's intriguing. Like, what even is a perfect nacho?
Right. That's the question. And the answer might surprise us all.
Last we heard, Nacho Ninja was out on a mission, Chipster was trying to keep his cool, Salsa Sage was searching for answers, and Queso Quixote was chasing after the perfect nacho. So what happens next on this cheesy adventure?
Well, Nacho Ninja, being the adventurous type, stumbles upon something pretty incredible while he's out exploring.
Don't tell me, he found a secret stash of nachos.
Well, kinda. He finds this hidden village that somehow managed to escape the whole nacho shortage.
Whoa, a whole village. How did they pull that off?
That's the thing. They have this whole different approach to making nachos.
Like a different recipe, different ingredients.
All of the above. They've got techniques and ingredients no one else knows about. It's a nacho goldmine.
What does Nacho Ninja do? I bet he's trying to learn everything he can.
Exactly, but he's not about to just barge in and demand their secrets.
He's a ninja, not a nacho bandit.
Right. He approaches them with respect, offering to trade his ninja skills for their nacho knowledge.
I like it. It's a win-win.
Exactly. A true cultural exchange. Meanwhile, Chipster's having a bit of an existential crisis.
Wait, really? Mr. Laidback is freaking out.
Well, this whole nacho situation has a way of shaking things up, even for Chipster.
I guess you can only stay chill for so long when your world is missing its main ingredient.
Right. And he has this encounter with a young villager who asks him straight up, why aren't you doing more to help?
Ouch. That's got to sting, especially coming from a kid.
It does. And to his credit, Chipster takes it to heart. He realizes he needs to step up.
So does he ditch the whole chill attitude and become a nacho-making machine?
Not exactly. He stays true to himself, but realizes action is needed. He starts organizing these gatherings in his garden.
Like nacho support groups.
Kinda. But more about bringing people together, sharing stories, finding comfort in community.
There's something to be said about that, right? Just connecting with others, especially during tough times.
Absolutely. And as they gather, something amazing happens. They start brainstorming solutions together.
See? Community brainstorming. Always a good idea.
It's like Chipster's chill vibe created the perfect space for inspiration to flow. And then there's Salsa Sage on his own quest for knowledge.
He's probably meditating on top of a mountain of chili peppers, searching for enlightenment.
Close. He actually attends this thing called a salsa symposium.
A what now?
It's this gathering of all the nacho experts, historians, philosophers, you name it.
Talk about a niche conference.
Yeah.
But Salsa Sage probably fits right in.
Oh, absolutely. And he learns a ton. About ancient rituals, forgotten techniques, the whole history of nachos in their world.
It's like he's getting the full nacho download.
Exactly. And it gives him this whole new perspective on the crisis. He sees it as part of a larger cycle.
It's like they say, history repeats itself.
Exactly. Sausagers realizes true abundance isn't about relying on one thing. It's about diversity, adaptability.
Makes you think about our own lives, right? What are we relying too heavily on?
Totally. But we can't forget Queso Quixote. He's still out there searching for that perfect nacho.
Has he found it yet?
Well, his journey takes him through some wild places. Cheese caves, hot sauce rivers, you know it.
Sounds like a nacho-themed obstacle course.
It's a metaphor for the challenges we face in life. And along the way, he starts to realize something important.
What's that?
Maybe the perfect nacho isn't a real thing, but an idea that changes as we do.
Deep. But how does it all connect? We've got all these separate journeys going on. So we've got Nacho Ninja, he's back, new ideas and all that. Chipster's got the community garden going strong. Salsa's is, well, being Salsa-ish, full of wisdom. And Queso Quixote's on his quest. What happens when all these paths converge?
Well, it's Salsa Sage, as you might expect, who starts to see the bigger picture.
Okay, makes sense. So what does he do? Does he call for a giant nacho summit?
Not quite, though. That's not a bad idea. He decides to throw a festival.
A festival, huh? Sounds about right for Nacholandia. But this is no ordinary nacho fest, I'm guessing.
You got it. This is the festival of flavors. The idea is to celebrate all the different ways they make nachos.
Oh, I like where this is going. It's like taking the nacho crisis and turning it into a nacho extravaganza.
Exactly. Celebrating resilience, diversity, all that good stuff.
So what's on the menu at this festival? I'm picturing some pretty epic nacho creations.
Picture this. Nacho Ninja's booth. He's got all those secret ingredients he learned. Chipster's there with his garden fresh toppings.
Don't tell me Queso Quixote actually managed to create the perfect nacho.
Well, you'll have to listen on to find out, but he's definitely pushing the boundaries of nacho making. Let's put it that way.
Okay, now I'm really curious. But it's more than just the food, right? There's a deeper meaning here.
Oh, absolutely. Salsa Sage, he's all about that deeper meaning. He wants people to remember who they are, what brings them together.
Even or maybe especially when things are tough.
Exactly. This festival is about more than nachos. It's about community, resilience.
And finding joy in unexpected places. So how does it go? Are people into it?
It's a huge hit. People come from all over Nacholandia.
Drawn in by the promise of nachos, I'm sure, but also that sense of togetherness.
Exactly. And our heroes, they finally get a chance to relax, share what they've learned.
Nacho Ninja's probably giving out ninja stars with every nacho order.
Well, maybe not ninja stars, but he does share the importance of being open to new ideas, learning from different cultures.
And Chipster.
Chipster reminds everyone that sometimes the best thing you can do is just be there for each other. And that a little bit of chill goes a long way.
Salsa Sage probably gives a speech about the history of nachos, connecting it all back to the present moment.
Something like that. He reminds everyone that life has its ups and downs, but there's always something to celebrate.
And Queso Quixote, what wisdom does he impart?
He realizes that the perfect nacho, maybe it wasn't about finding some mythical recipe after all.
It was about the journey, the lessons learned along the way.
You got it. It's a good reminder for us all, isn't it? Sometimes the journey is the destination.
So there you have it. Nacholandia, faced with the unthinkable, a world without nachos, finds its way back to joy.
All thanks to a little bit of action, a dash of chill, a whole lot of wisdom, and of course, a shared love of all things nacho.
And that, my friends, is the cheesy yet surprisingly profound message of Who Moved My Nachos?
It's a fun, engaging read with some real food for thought. What are your nachos, and what would you do if they suddenly disappeared? Until next time, happy reading.